Then you'll stay and say your words with me?
The old gods will be expecting us. He made himself smile. They set out late that afternoon. The wall had no gates as such, neither here at Castle Black, nor anywhere along its 300 miles. They led their horses down a narrow tunnel cut through the ice, cold dark walls pressing in around them as the passage twisted and turned. Three times their way was blocked by iron bars, and they had to stop while Burnmarsh drew out his keys and unlocked the massive chains that secured them. John could sense the vast weight pressing down on him as he waited behind the Lord Steward. The air was colder than a tomb, and more still. He felt a strange relief when they re-emerged into the afternoon light on the north side of the wall. Sam blinked at the sudden glare and looked round apprehensively.
The wildings, they'd never dare come this close to the wall, would they?
They never have. John climbed into his saddle. When Burnmarsh and their ranger escort had mounted, John put two fingers to his mouth and whistled. Ghosts came loping out of the tunnel. The Lord Steward's Garen wickered and backed away from the direwolf.
Do you mean to take that beast?